Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson, where my voice may sound slightly different because I'm in the car. And I've got the engine running because otherwise the alarm goes off. So, just back from a gig, as I mentioned on the last pod. It was just an open mic night, but it's not a bringer. I would never do a bringer again. It's 7 minutes. I wouldn't lower myself to a five. I don't think I would leave the house for a five unless I was trying something drastically new. And that, does that make me sound like a wanker? The point is, I can't gig all the time. So going to a night which is just going to give me 5 minutes is not really going to be worth my while. I don't want to use up my stand-up tokens going to a 5 minute gig. So this was like a loose seven. I did 8 minutes in the end because a guy was heckling me. He was heckling me to fuck. Well, it's only an open mic, but it's in a lovely room and there's a stage and there is a good sound system and it's outside of London and there's sofas and there's students who come there and so it's nice. But there's just one guy who was there who was just pissed up to fuck, clearly on the old toot. Cocaine is what I'm talking about, and just like was heckling and was in and out and then was talking to people and he was doing my head in. And the moment I got on stage, he started, I was just like, listen, this looks like we're having a conversation, right? It looks like I'm standing here chatting and we're gonna have a conversation, but we're not, right? This is actually performance art, so shut the fuck up. And I had to shut him down two or three more times. But because I was on in the second half, I was aware that he might have caused a problem. So I was thinking about things to say. And in the end, he was just fucking talking over me. And I just went, listen, I'm just not listening anymore, mate. It's in one ear, out the other. Shut up. But he came up to me afterwards, and I thought he was going to be confrontation, actually. And he said, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to piss you. And I said, no, it's all right. It's nice to have someone to bounce off. And it's true. That is true. It is nice to have someone to bounce off. And so I said, don't worry about it. And he's going, well, I didn't mean to be rude. And it's like, you're not being rude. You kind of are being rude, but you don't mean to be rude. You just, people sometimes think they're either adding to the show or sometimes even worse, when they're hammered, they think they're funny. They're like, oh, yeah, I'll join in on the jokes. Like, you know, you say something and then the punchline's coming, but there's a little pause. And then they go, what? Hey, what about that, though? Can you? And you're like, you're just ruining the fucking jokes now. Let me ruin my own jokes. You don't ruin them. Let the weak, confusing punchlines and the over-elaborate setup ruin the joke. You don't ruin it. I ruin it by lack of confidence, lack of clarity, and lack of humour. You don't ruin it by being pissed and sticking cocaine up your nose. It's my job to fuck up my life, not yours. In fact, that's what I should have said. That was quite funny. So, yes, it was really nice just to touch base, yeah, and liaise with some other comics. And there was one guy there called Ben. I wish I could remember his name now. Can't remember. He looks a little bit like Rob... Who? Newman. Yeah, he looks a bit like Rob Newman, if you remember him, from Newman and Badil. And also the Merry Whitehouse Experience. He was from Essex, so he almost had this Russell Brand-esque thing about him. And some of the stuff he said was great. He was talking about taking mushrooms and how he was with his mate, and then his mate left the room, but the dog came in and the dog puked, so then he's got to clean up the dog puke on mushrooms. But, and I don't think I'm ruining this, because he's... I don't think I'm giving anything away. I'm not ruining his fucking special. I'm more complimenting him for a good joke. And anyway, so he's cleaning up the dog sick, and then the dog walks off, so then his mate comes in and it looks like he's cleaning up the sick, and then his mate's like, what are you doing? And you're like, what are you fucking talking about? I'm cleaning up the sick. And then his mate's like, what sick? And he's like, what? I think I'm tripping. And he goes, there isn't any sick, and I don't have a dog, and I don't have a hoover. And then you're like, well, you're being a shit mate. And then he's like, you haven't got any mates. And then I was like, oh, it's a reflection, etc., etc. And he built on that and he got a callback on it. And it was very good. I was really impressed. And then at the end, he just did some stuff about cannibalism and how you got to be really pissed off with someone to turn them into a poo, which I thought was a great premise. And this is why I love nights like this. You can go and be all like, it's only an open mic, but you see great people doing some very funny jokes. And I saw one of my mates as well from Harlow, Steve. He was doing his thing. Oh, mate. I'm tired. Look, it's 10 to fucking 11. We should turn in, really. We're past the 5-minute mark, and I just wanted to check in and say hello. So, I haven't got a gig in a couple of weeks, but that gig is every week. It's near me, and it's going to be a great place to try new material until it turns out like Just Another Comedy Club in St Albans, which is it gets really popular, and then suddenly you can't really do new material to a big full room. So shout out to Des, though, who runs that night. It's wonderful. All right, see you on the next pod.